Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to ponder what's next for the Republican Party. There's already been one dropout from the presidential race. Somebody who didn't make that much of a dent, who didn't make that much of his opportunities to win support. Who is leaving the race? We'll tell you coming up on the Medved Show. We'll also be talking about the long-term future of the Republican Party. Some of it very good news. Intense new evidence that the Republicans are making tremendous headway, and this includes President Trump, among Latino voters. And the Latino voters who have given the Democrats so many near automatic victories in many states with strong Latino populations now shifting dramatically over to the GOP. We'll be speaking to three very important national voices on the ongoing debate about the Republican Party and what it means and what its future holds. George Will, who for a half century has been a leading conservative columnist, right up there with William F. Buckley, the late William F. Buckley. George will be joining us, talking about the meaning of the Ramaswamy surge and more in terms of the direction of the Republicans. We'll also be speaking with Nick Kristof, a syndicated columnist through the New York Times, about the retreat in organized religion. Does it mean a retreat in religious belief? Not necessarily. And what is the political impact? And then a response on the great debate. Well, it wasn't so great, says Grover Norquist, the head of Americans for Tax Reform, somebody who has been fighting for lower taxes, for less government interference, for less government regulation for years and years and years. What does that mean in terms of the election season that we're just coming into, which is also the trial season, apparently? There's also a brand new Pew study that is fairly shocking about the number of people who agree with my opening statement every hour of this show that we are the greatest nation on God's green earth. It's now a distinctive American minority. That a majority of people think that America is a good nation, but so are a lot of other nations. And then there's another substantial group of people, about one out of four, who think that other countries are much better than the U.S. If so, what are those countries? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We will get to that in a moment. There is also more information about the shootings recently, the horrible shootings in Jacksonville, Florida. And yesterday, we now know something about the shooting that took place at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. It was a graduate student at UNC who perpetrated that horror and actually did kill someone. You may remember this shows you the way that when news stories come out, they come out in dribs and drabs and you don't always have a definitive answer. The word on that situation, even after the shooter had been apprehended, was that he had shot his gun, but he hadn't harmed anybody. He did kill someone. He killed a faculty member. And this is something we will also get to coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Okay, first up, I mentioned this fairly shocking survey from Pew Research, and they do a good job sometimes looking at public opinion around the world. And they begin this piece with a picture showing people walking past an American flag in Times Square, New York, and kind of looking away from it. And the heading is, the share of Americans who say the United States stands above other nations in the world has declined over the past 4 years, according to a new Pew Research Center survey. There's also been an increase in the share who say other countries are better than the U.S. Today, exactly 2 in 10 Americans, 20%, say the U.S. stands above all other countries in the world. What's so amazing to me about that is that means for 80% of the people who live in this country, they haven't really thought about it. Because to think that the U.S. does not stand above other countries in the world, what other countries does it not stand above? We had an experience, and it's part of our life, really, the life that my wife Diane and I have chosen to live, is we are Sabbath observers, and we have guests who come over for festive Sabbath meals. Sometimes they're Jewish, many times they're not. But they are people who are interested and interesting. And we recently had over a couple of times a student from Italy. And he was amazing to me because he was a great fan of the late Prime Minister of Italy, Silvio Berlusconi. And he was also a tremendous fan of President Trump, and he very much wanted to see President Trump reestablished in the White House. And I wasn't entirely clear why until this last Saturday, and we were talking, and the young man, who's 20, who's goes to a top technical college in Italy, the reason he cares about President Trump is he wants to come live in the United States and become American. And he likes the whole idea of immersing himself in American history and in civics. And he already knows a great deal about this country that he's coming to. And it's not that he's not proud of his Italian heritage and the culture and the beauty and the fact that people love to go to Italy and love to visit there. It's just that America, as he said, America leads the world. The way America goes, the rest of the world goes. The fact that most Americans, 80%, don't see that fundamental truth about the United States blows me away. 52% say the U.S. is one of the greatest countries, along with some others, while 27% say there are other countries that are better than the U.S. Opinions about the nation's global standing have changed slightly since 2019. That year, 24% said the U.S. is the single greatest nation. That went down to 20%. And at that time, 55% said it was one of the best countries, but only 21% said other countries are better than the U.S. Now it's 27%, nearly a third, who say other countries are better than the U.S. Do you know who's the leading source of that increase? It's Republicans. 4 years ago, 40% of Republicans said the U.S. stands above all other nations, compared with only 31% today. And the share of Republicans saying other countries are better than the U.S. has nearly doubled, from 9% to 17%. Is that all because the president who has been dubbed by his chief rival at the moment, Sleepy Joe Biden? We will get to that. We'll also get to another allegation by somebody who isn't a militant Trumper, but who does believe that there is a media working in cahoots with other media, in cahoots with Democrats, to try to protect President Biden from all kinds of revelations about his physical, mental state, and history of corruption. We will get to that on the Medved Show. We'll be right back. George Will coming up, and more on the Medved Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Give me more.
The Michael Medved Show.
built just when you thought it couldn't get any better. MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Medved Show. It has just been announced that five members of the far-right group, the Proud Boys, will be sentenced this week for their role in the January 6th Capitol riots, in which over 140 police officers, law enforcement personnel, were seriously injured. NBC News' Ryan Riley reports that seditious conspiracy charges, for which the five members of the Proud Boys were found guilty, and how long the prosecutors are seeking to put the group's leader, who's known as Enrique Tarrio, behind bars. We will be getting to that. Meanwhile, they have under arrest and in custody a graduate student at University of North Carolina. You may remember how many hours the campus and the nearby schools and the nearby world were shut down. And they were. Well, now the graduate student at University of North Carolina, who, by the way, is a citizen of China, and he is under arrest for the murder of his graduate school advisor, which is usually a fairly close relationship, certainly an important one. No idea of what the relationship between them was. The professor who was killed is also Asian American. Here is the report from CBS News. Listen.
In a massive show of force, police at the University of North Carolina swarmed the campus. The alert went out, first of a person armed and dangerous, and then...
The gunshot victim is going to be in room 159.
I'm grieved to report that one of our faculty members was killed in this shooting.
Tense moments in a lockdown that lasted hours. The silence punctuated by police helicopters and chimes from the campus bell tower. Officers began evacuating buildings, several groups at a time.
I heard one gunshot, and then I've been hearing, like, sirens and all of that.
We all very quickly, you know, jumped up out of our seats to get against the wall so that we weren't, you know, in plain sight.
UNC police released this photo of the suspect.
Asian male, graduate student wearing a gray shirt, armed with a 9mm.
Finally, the all clear as police made an arrest. But amid the relief, there's anger.
Something needs to be done so we can come to school safely. This is just really unacceptable to me.
CBS News confirmed that the suspect taken into custody is from China, but because it's still early in the investigation, we don't know the motive for the shooting, but at this point it does not appear to be a random attack.
No, given the fact that the two people know each other so well and no one else was attacked, we will find out the rest. Part of what this goes to is today the Forbes magazine just came out with their rating in order of the top universities in the United States. And what was most striking about that, frankly, was how well California state universities did. University of California at Berkeley was number 5 in the whole country. UCLA, which is my wife's alma mater, where she got all of her multiple degrees, UCLA was rated number 7 in the country. Princeton was rated number 1, inexplicably in my lights. Yale was rated number 2, Harvard below. In any event, the point is that the United States has some of the best rated, most desirable universities in the world that people try desperately to attend. And obviously, University of North Carolina would be one of them. And does this an indication that the shooter was somehow illegal or was an inappropriate entrant into the country? It's not easy to get into a school, a graduate school, like University of North Carolina. So I think as things become known, this will probably reveal that there was some kind of tormented personal relationship between the professor who was killed and the graduate student from China who actually did the killing. Speaking of doing the killings, there's also a CBS update on that horrifying racist murders. 3 people killed in Jacksonville, Florida by a Nazi creep who went into the Dollar General store, firing both a pistol and an AR-15 with swastikas on the stock. This is another report from CBS.
Newly released surveillance video shows Jacksonville Sheriff's officers responding to the scene of the deadly mass shooting at the Dollar General store Saturday. Authorities say just a short time earlier, the gunman was captured on video entering another discount store nearby. He held the door for a few people, even purchased items. But Jacksonville Sheriff T.K. Waters says a security officer in the parking lot may have thwarted any other plans.
It doesn't appear to me that he wanted to face anyone that may cause him any issues.
10 minutes after leaving, surveillance video captured him putting on what appears to be a bulletproof vest in the parking lot of Edward Waters University, a historically black college. Students saw him and alerted campus security officer Lieutenant Antonio Bailey.
What did they tell you?
They stated that they seen an individual that was putting on what appeared to be a tactical vest, what appeared to be gloves, mask, hat, and that we needed to check that vehicle out.
Bailey can be seen approaching the gunman, who then speeds off to Dollar General. The shooter's father called 911 after authorities say he got a concerning text from him.
We do know that he's getting receiving psychiatric help.
He has been?
Yes. Okay. And he's been on meds, too.
But the father tells the dispatcher he believes his son had stopped taking those meds.
Okay, again, the idea of blaming somebody who is so deeply immersed in white supremacist ideology and so deeply immersed in Nazi ideology to blame the killing on the meds that he was taking, that he had stopped taking, I'm sure there are people who will try to do that, but this seems to be a much deeper problem. We have lots of deep problems in the United States with our polarization, our divisions. What do we do about bringing people together? We're right now in the midst of a campaign, and the interesting aspect of it is no one in this campaign, not Biden, not Trump certainly, not Ramaswamy, is promising to try to unite Americans. Who can unite Americans? How about George Will? Universally respected. He's going to be joining us with a question about why does Ramaswamy love Trump, but he's still trying to replace him as the Republican nominee? How's that work? We'll get to that with George Will coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment. It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says at least 25,000 electrical linemen are already in place ahead of the arrival of Hurricane Idalia.
It's going to be down power lines. There's going to be certain hazards. It's going to make it more difficult for our personnel, but we are going to be there and we're going to get the job done.
He added he's mobilized urban search and rescue teams as well, but hopes they will not be needed. The mayor of Miami is suspending his presidential campaign after failing to make the debate stage last week. Francis Suarez made the announcement Tuesday in a post on X. He is the first candidate to drop out of the race for the Republican nomination. A new study shows that using medical or recreational marijuana has a risk of developing cannabis use disorder. According to the CDC, to have the disorder, a person must have two or more symptoms of craving weed, becoming tolerant to it, using more than they meant to, experiencing withdrawal, or not being able to quit. John Schaefer, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Nearly a half century, George Will has been illuminating the American landscape, and our most distinguished conservative voice, a columnist syndicated not just nationally but around the world. He is the author, most recently, just released in paperback, of a book called American Happiness and Discontents, The Unruly Torrent, and it's a selection of columns that were created between 2008 and 2020. Some of Mr. Will's most recent columns have to do with Republican attempts to recapture the one-time GOP stronghold of California. George, it's always great to speak to you. And if one is looking toward a rejuvenation of the Republican Party, a revival of the Republican Party, and going back to those days when we at least used to be competitive in states like California, not that there's any other state that's exactly like California, but if we want to rebuild Reagan's Republican Party, what's the most important thing to keep in mind as we move forward?
The most important thing to keep in mind, I'm afraid, is that a large portion of the Republican Party doesn't want to rebuild the Reagan Republican Party. They refer to it as zombie Reaganism. And they think it was all right in its time, but the time has passed 40 years ago, and we should move on. So first we have to tell them what it accomplished, and then we have to, more than that, we have to say, look, this isn't, when you say that the belief in limited government, markets allocating wealth and opportunity and all that's a zombie Reaganism. It's also zombie medicine. It's zombie John Locke. It's zombie Montesquieu. It's zombie Aristotle. Ronald Reagan didn't make this stuff up. Ronald Reagan himself was the inheritor of a Western tradition of classic limited government. So when you turn your back on that, you're turning your back on a lot of serious people.
You are. There's also the Reagan ideal of peace through strength, which, listening to Vivek Ramaswamy at the debate, would seem to be the opposite of what he believes.
Let's take two things that Ramaswamy says, either one of which is sufficient to disqualify him from any consideration for high office. With regard to Ukraine, he says, let's just give Putin a portion of what he has so far conquered. And I will require, that's an interesting verb, isn't it? He's going to require Putin to break his alliance with China. And in essence, he's channeling the wisdom of Munich. It's exactly what the French and the British did at Munich. They said, let's give Hitler a portion of Czechoslovakia. What's the harm? And that will satiate him. You know, Churchill once said there's the people who were remaining neutral in the Second World War were the people feeding the crocodile in the hope that it would devour them last. With regard to Ukraine, Ramaswamy is laying the seeds of the next war, the next bite of the apple from Putin. Now, with regard to Taiwan, he says, look, in my first term as president, I, President Ramaswamy, will achieve for the United States chip independence, independence with regard to the manufacture of the most sophisticated microprocessors. After that, he's saying to President Xi of China, you can have Taiwan. We'll have no further use for it. Go ahead and gobble it up. These two positions on Ukraine and on Taiwan are a recipe for a world of carnivorous autocracies, and it's exceedingly dangerous and a violation not just of Reaganism, it's a violation of all prudent policy since Harry Truman, Dean Acheson, and the others, honorable Democrats, put in place the collective security that kept the peace and won the Cold War.
Okay, and speaking in terms of winning or losing the Cold War, you've written about this, and it's one of the great mysteries of the moment, which is that Vivek Ramaswamy says repeatedly that President Trump is the greatest president of the 21st century, meaning he's greater than President Bush or President Obama or President Biden. But he believes he's a great president, and at the same time, he wants to replace him as the Republican standard bearer. How does he move forward while resolving that obvious contradiction, or is he really running just to be vice president?
I think the chance of him being, say, Trump's vice president is negligible. Trump is probably going to want to have a woman, and there are a number of women eager to fill that role. I don't get what Ramaswamy thinks his future is in this. Maybe he's looking to 2028. He will have built up a base. I think it's interesting that after the first poll taken after the debate, where he was prominent and had certainly more than his fair share of the time, showed a negligible bump in polls, that is within the margin of errors. I think people found him interesting, they found him combative, and they found him, a great many people did, flippant, childish, insulting. I mean, to say to the eight distinguished people on stage, to refer to them as, he said, I am the only one up here who's not bought and sold. I mean, the gratuitous insulting. Now, that's, of course, part of his hero is Mr. Trump, and that's what Mr. Trump specializes in, which is kind of third grade elementary school playground taunts. But the American people, I think, might just have had enough of that.
Yeah, well, Trump said that he thought that Ramaswamy had won the debate. If Republicans want to win, and let's assume that we do, and to replace Joe Biden with a Republican president, which combination of candidates, or which are the candidates who stand out as possible potential winners in this election?
Well, first I have to give my full disclosure here. My wife, who was Ronald Reagan's White House Director of Communications and has worked for a number of Republicans over the years, is working as a senior advisor to Tim Scott's campaign. I think very highly of Tim Scott. I think highly of the other South Carolinian in the race. I think Nikki Haley was an excellent governor and showed real spirit in dressing down Ramaswamy during the debate, in taking on, in the second instance of truth-telling, saying the Republicans are fully complicit in the reckless spending that has put us on a road to fiscal ruin. And third, she did the unthinkable. That is, she explicitly went after Donald Trump, saying he's the most disliked politician in America. And I think that shows what we call, it's we see so little of it, it's hard to recognize, it's what we call leadership. Mike Pence had a good debate, and Lord knows President Haley, Chris Christie would be entertaining.
And don't you think, particularly watching Nikki Haley, I just kept thinking how wonderful it would be for her to actually debate Joe Biden. But we will get to that. There's more with George Will coming up. He is the author, most recently, of American Happiness and Discontents, The Unruly Torrent, 2008 to 2020. There's been a list compiled over the Daily Beast of the 11 wild things that could happen in the 2024 election. Which of those does George Will believe to be even vaguely possible? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II and, yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved show, there is a common belief which seems to be setting in, which is that President Trump can't lose the nomination. But once he gets the nomination, he couldn't possibly win the election in November. So if not President Trump defeating President Biden, who possibly could do that? And we're speaking with George Will, the author most recently of American Happiness and Discontents, The Unruly Torrent, 2008-2020, just released in paperback. And George writes his twice-weekly column on politics and domestic and foreign affairs. He's a multiple Pulitzer Prize winner and more. George, right now, do you agree with what is forming as the conventional wisdom that particularly if he ends up running as a convicted felon, that President Trump simply could not win the election in November?
President twice and not received a majority of the votes cast twice. Michael, in this country, is undecided about Donald Trump? I mean, what are we talking about? We're going to have this campaign sound and fury all over the country to get, what, nine people who are movable at this point? It's absurd. You can't say that he can't win because you can't be sure that Joe Biden isn't going to walk across the well-manicured White House lawn to the helicopter and fall down. I'm not being flippant and I'm not being callous. I'm just telling you that's a real possibility. His cognitive decline is steep and apparent to everyone paying the slightest bit of attention. So what can happen between now and the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November 2024? My goodness, that's a long time.
And in terms of the things that could happen, there's a writer named Rothkopf for Daily Beast who put together a list of 11 wild things that could happen in the 2024 election. And one of the wild things is a candidate health scare. There is some argument that even if the health scare applies to President Trump, it would hurt President Biden more because people associate him with frailty and vulnerability right now. Rather than
I think that's right, and because standing next to him and looking over his shoulder is Kamala Harris. And her word salads, delivered with a cackle, are not alluring to many Americans.
So where are we? You're not, as I recall, you have been critical of the no labels effort to field a third-party candidate. Usually people mention Joe Manchin. That's not a viable alternative, is it?
I don't know, frankly. I see a lot of polls, and these are by serious people and construed by intelligent people, that indicate that a third party would take more people from Biden than from Trump. That remains to be seen. I'm not opposed to new labels doing what they're doing. They're spending something like $70 million on the litigation necessary to get a spot reserved for a potential third-party candidate on all 50 state ballots. No label says they won't do this, they won't try and field a candidate if, unless the two parties nominate Biden and Trump. If it's Biden and Trump 2.0, then no labels will go ahead. They also want to know that they will have polling that says, look, we can get there. We can get to 270 electoral votes with plurality victories in enough states. They say they won't go unless they can do that because they do not want to throw it into the House, because in the House, where each state delegation has one vote, California gets one, North Dakota gets one, Trump would win. That's just the way the House is and is apt to be after the 2024 election. So I think it's at this point, it's useful to put the fear of God in the Democrats and in the Republicans by saying that this third-party candidate might be out there.
And anyone come to mind other than Joe Manchin?
Yes, Chris Sununu of New Hampshire. He's cheerful, he's young, he's libertarian.
He was on our show yesterday.
He'd be fun.
Yes, absolutely. And a wildly popular governor who, even as a late entrant, might have some impact in the New Hampshire primary. On another subject closer to your heart, this has been an extraordinary baseball season. I mean, even leaving aside Shohei Ohtani, but maybe with him especially, the Mariners have won 20 games so far in the month of August. There is all kinds of amazement about that achievement. And you, meanwhile, are very skeptical toward college football for all your love of baseball. Why does baseball deserve your affection and devotion more than college football?
Because, a number of reasons. Let me count the ways. Beginning with, baseball doesn't give you concussions that dispose an enormous number of the participants in football to cognitive decline, senescence, early Alzheimer's, and suicidal behavior. The human body's just not meant for football. But leave that aside, which is a big thing to leave aside. College football, what gave it its charm and its elan was regional rivalries. Oregon, Oregon State, Southern Cal, UCLA, Ohio State, Michigan. Now you've got the Pacific, you've got conferences that expand from Rutgers to Pasadena. I mean, for Pete's sake. And we know they're only doing this to maximize television revenue. When you graft a multi-billion-dollar entertainment industry, which is what college football is, onto institutions of higher education, you get absurdity. And I actually like what's happened this summer, because I think if it's going to be absurd, it ought to be really absurd. And they've certainly gone out of their way to make that happen.
And your guess for the World Series, is it the Mariners and the Braves?
Well, the Braves are... look, October at short series, best of five, best of seven, is a realm of randomness. But the Braves are the best team in baseball. They ought to represent the National League. I'd like to see the Cubs do that, but they'll have to probably come from the wild card to do it. The Mariners are just a fantastic story. Until recently, they just moved back east, but I had three grandchildren in Seattle, the youngest of whom is about a year old. His first word he learned was mama, understandably. The second word he learned was fish. No one knows why. And the third word he learned was Julio, because of Julio Rodriguez. So the Mariners are just a wonderful story this year, and they're hot at exactly the right time.
No, isn't it amazing? If they win tonight, beating the mighty Oakland A's, they will have set an all-time franchise record for 21 wins in a month. And then they still have another chance to beat the A's in the concluding game of the series. Baseball is a great comfort, I think, to Americans who like to see some consistency and connections with our past. Baseball is unique in honoring its past for two sports, isn't it?
It certainly is. The great late Civil War historian Bruce Catton said baseball is the greatest conversation topic ever invented in America. Still true.
Well, it still is true, and certainly their perspectives on that great conversation topic and to much more. The worlds of film and ideas, and yes, of course, politics. It's all included in the latest book of many, many books by George Will, American Happiness and Discontents, The Unruly Torrent, 2008 to 2020. And some interesting things happened in those years. You'll get a unique perspective on them through George Will. Coming up on the Medved Show, what are the 11 wild things, allegedly wild things, that could occur as the course of this election campaign? That and the coming GOP tidal wave in the Hispanic community. Why? That and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.